All right, Mother's Day is coming up, and being a mom, it's one of the best jobs in the world. It's also one of the hardest jobs in the world.
Yeah, and what do we really want for Mother's Day? Well, it just might surprise you.
And this is Chick to Chick. All right, so let's talk about it, and let's get real, and let's get raw, and let's get honest. What's it like to be a mom? And the joys of being a mom. I'm going to let you go first.
It's a loaded question because motherhood is incredibly challenging. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the time you find out that you're pregnant and you realize I have a whole lot of decisions that I need to make on a daily basis for 9 months about how I even live and what I put in my mouth and how I drink whatever and how much. It's a process that the moment you find out you're pregnant, you're in it. And you're in it forever. And then you have your baby, and that's a whole new thing, especially if you're a new mom. And then if you're a veteran mom, that's a whole other new thing. So I think just being a mom is incredible, emotional, challenging, frustrating, maddening, and the best job you'll ever have in your entire life.
Yeah, I always felt like before I had my son, I felt like something was missing. Mm. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but I felt like something was missing. And then when I had him, like the joy that you feel, like I will always say, he makes my heart swell. I felt like the Grinch, you know, remember?
It went boing and popped
it
out.
It popped up. Like, it makes my heart swell. It's wonderful. It is so fulfilling. It is so gratifying, you know, and I always say, you know, what do I want my legacy to be? I don't care about what job I had. I don't care about what career. What's the most important thing to me and the legacy that I want to have? I want to make sure that I was a good mom and that I raised a good, kind, caring human being. And it just gives you so much joy when you see your child doing well.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That's the good.
That's the good.
All right. What's the bad now?
Well, I mean, they don't come with manuals, right? And you have to work with the other person also in your life when you're co-parenting. And it's just hard. You know, we're people, we're humans, and we bring things that happen in our childhood into the do's and don'ts of what we do as a mother also. And we have influences from everyone else. And sometimes it's really overwhelming, you know, to be a mom. It's just really, really overwhelming. And I don't think anybody's ever really prepared. And what it does to your body, either at that time, you know, when you just have a baby or later on in life, like apparently I'm having back issues now from the three pregnancies I've had, and the youngest one is 13. So yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's incredibly challenging. And like you said, I absolutely love being a mom, and I don't care what happens in my lifetime, but when it is my time to go, I envision my children around me, loving me and knowing I did an amazing thing. And I brought amazing people, not only into this world, but contributors in society.
Well, as you pointed out, these kids don't come with instruction manuals.
Nope.
And every child is different. I only had to focus on one.
Oh, girl.
You had three to focus on. And what works for one
doesn't
work for the other.
No.
So it is a challenge, and every age of a child's life brings great joy, and every age of your child's life brings great challenges, you know, and I thought two was bad. Whew. 20 was treacherous. 20 was treacherous.
Yeah.
And you know, there are some times, Mr. Sean, and he knows.
My kids too.
He knows. And he's given me a hard time. I just look at him and I go, and to think I paid to have you. Yes, I paid to have him because I went through infertility.
Good money too.
I went through infertility, and that's a topic for a whole different podcast.
True.
But sometimes I just look at him and go, and
really?
To think I paid to have
you. Do
you
have a receipt?
Can I get a refund? I mean, can I get a refund?
Nope.
I mean, they really put you through the ringer. But at the end of the day, you know, I tell him all the time, I love you all the time. My love is unconditional. There are some times, though,
I just don't like you. I do that, too.
I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you're saying. I don't like your behavior. But I always love you.
True.
No matter what, you love them through the good times, you love them through the bad times. And it really is like, it's just the best. It's for me, it's the best thing I've ever done.
I totally agree.
Mother's Day is coming up. Okay. And I know there's a lot of pressure out there to get moms the perfect gift. And here's a news flash. We don't necessarily want anything that is material.
True. It's really true. I mean, you and I are blessed. We can get the things that we want, things that we need, and it's okay. But, you know, because I have my three kids, I always like to know the personality of each one of them and how they relate to me individually. What is it that I make them feel I do for them? What's their gratitude for me individually? So I've gotten great Mother's Day gifts throughout the years, and I'm always grateful for them truly, and they're collective from the kids. But I feel like sometimes I would really just love for each one of my children to acknowledge what I've done to enhance their life or things that have been impactful to them. I want to know that. That makes me feel really good, warm and fuzzy inside. Just sitting down and telling me is a gift.
Yeah, it is. You know, we spend so much time on jewelry and flowers and candy and this and that and the other, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-mm. And if that's what you want to do, but for me, and I say this, and I truly mean it when I say this, when my son comes to me on birthdays and Christmas and Mother's Day, and he says to me, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And I mean this with all sincerity. I tell him, I don't want anything. I really don't. I don't want anything. I don't need anything. I don't ask for anything. To me, the best gift he can give me is to spend the whole day with me.
No, that's funny, because I gotta tell you this.
That's it. That's all I want. Maybe go to lunch.
Because he's older, yeah.
Maybe go for a walk, go to the movies. That's all I want is just spend time with me. And that's the greatest gift you can give me. I really don't need anything.
So now he's older, and I'm in that space too. My kids are older, so they're the oldest ones are very, very independent. You know, Shay's still around me quite a bit. And so when they're older, I feel like that's what you want to do. You want to spend the time with them because they're out and they're doing their thing and enjoying their life. And time is what we don't get with them. But for the younger moms, you have to relate to like when we were younger.
They're like,
when it was Mother's Day, you're like, and I'm out. Like, you need a day. So I feel like it just depends on where you are in your life, your stage you're in. Because some Mother's Days are like, listen, don't ask me to lift a finger. I'm locking myself in my room, or I'm going away for the day, and we need to get out because we are mothering so hard.
You're
physically
absolutely right.
All the time.
You're right.
But when they're older, we miss that and it's different.
And want that time.
We want that time. It shifts. It changes, doesn't
it? It does. It shifts what you want. Younger moms too, they want to break.
Out.
They're just like, just give me a break.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good. I see you all the time. Give me a break. But yeah, when you're in this space now, when your kids are older and you don't see them as much, you want their time and you want them to be around you. So you know what? Guys, dads, sons, daughters, all of you, take the pressure off about the whole gift thing. Think about what your mom really wants. Maybe what she really wants is your time. Maybe what she really wants is a break. Maybe what she really wants is for you to take out the trash. That means so much more to us.
Oh my God,
take
throw
out
a little
the trash
laundry in.
And we don't have to ask you to do it.
Throw the laundry in and then fold it and then wait a minute.
Holy smokes. If you do that, you're good for birthdays and Christmas at that point.
Yeah. Now, one thing we didn't talk about is like we have moms. Our moms are still with us too. And it's interesting because now we can reflect on, oh, mom, I get it now.
Yeah,
now you feel a little better about what you are giving to your mom too. So you learn a lot as you grow as a mother.
Yep. All right. So to my mom, happy Mother's Day, mom. Mwah! I love you. Thank you for everything you've done.
And I say the same to my mom and my stepmom because I have two moms that love me. Thank you and happy Mother's Day.
And to all of the moms out there, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
You're doing a great job.
Yes, you are.
Keep it up. You do you.
You
if
go,
you
girl.
Want a break on Sunday, take a break. If
you
want to spend time with your kids, spend time with your kids. But happy Mother's Day to all
happy
the moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day. And listen, we thank you always for tuning in to our podcast. You can find us all over social media and our podcast channels. Don't forget to subscribe to our Chick to Chick YouTube page because lucky them, it'll drop in your box every single Monday and you'll know you have a new podcast from us.
Indeed. So until next time, we'll be back next week to chirp about another topic, and happy Mother's Day.